Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, people. Thank you, folks. Everybody in here, not all the time, but I'm sure from time to time, everybody in here has enjoyed at least a cocktail on a plane.
Yes, many a time.
Yes.
Thoreau, what's your go-to on a plane? Do you stick with beer or do you switch it up?
I don't. And you know what, man? You brought this up earlier. So I'm a beer guy by nature. But a lot of the times, depending what airline you're on, it's not the beers I want. But I can always have a Jack and Coke. Because the Coke's the same, the Jack's the same.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily drink them together, but I will order a Jack and Coke.
Miles?
I totally go off script on everything. Everything right. On an airplane is not normal to me anymore. So in other words, where I would normally have a diet soda or a diet Dr. Pepper, I get on an airplane, for some reason now I'm into the ginger ale world.
All right.
And that's, I mean, not even on the alcohol. I mean, all of it. I'll switch every single thing up. So I'll do like a Jack and Ginger. Never order a Jack and Ginger.
Right. But on the plane.
On a plane, Jack and Ginger seems like a pretty good idea. Gin and tonic on a plane. Seems like a pretty good idea to me. They ask if you want a little lemon, lime, put it in there.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I've even gone just the Bloody Mary mix without the vodka.
Really?
I just like it.
Wow, okay.
What do you mix it with?
You just drink the mix.
Oh, you just
drink the mix, right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, at the end of the day, that's a good Bloody Mary. You really shouldn't taste the vodka. So, if you like the mix. Mike, what do you go for when you're on a plane?
I'm a Jack and Coke guy.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll just down the Jack and then enjoy the Coke.
That's what I do.
I did tell you a few weeks ago I had a flight. It was kind of earlier in the morning, I felt like a degenerate because I got an espresso vodka and a Sprite, but I wanted to drink the Sprite.
Okay.
So I just kept taking little nips off that little airplane bottle that would have the Sprite.
Sure. Why not?
I don't know. There's 2 12-year-olds next to me. It felt dirty.
Ah, you're teaching them something.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. They learned a lot in the first 5 minutes of Deadpool versus Wolverine before I turned it off.
Yeah, bro. It opens tough. It does not waste any time just getting
to it. How many people does he kill there? Like 3,000?
Well, the volume wasn't on, so I was like, all right. You know what I mean? And like,
Which helps because of the things he is saying.
Right. So I'm trying to be considerate. But I mean, halfway through that opening scene, I was just like, stop.
Yeah.
Can't have that. So this is a list of every state's favorite boozy drink to order on a plane. They break it down state by state. And actually, they have overall alcohol, soda, and juice.
Problem is, a lot of these planes don't have a lot of the popular beverages that certain states enjoy. So I can see where you're switching it up when you get on a plane.
I would also, this has happened to me twice now, once at Terrence's house, once on a plane. Just read labels correctly. There's a lot of NA beers in our mix.
Oh, right.
Like, I got this one with, like, salt and lime. I'm like, this is great. And then I realized, like, after paying, you know, whatever it is for a beer, I was like, oh, damn it, there's not even booze
in it. All that money.
Mm-hmm. Vodka cocktails, obviously, are the top choice. Lever different states. Say, hey, give me the vodka.
All right. Is there any rhyme or reason, or are these states all over the place?
They're kind of all over the place.
Okay, that sounds,
I mean, like,
right.
Alabama, right? Alabama, they like whiskey cocktails.
Not shocked.
Right? So that makes a ton of sense. But, yeah, I don't know. But then you go to Arkansas, they're drinking vodka. Colorado's drinking vodka.
Colorado, I can see. Arkansas kind of surprises me. I feel like Arkansas will be on the whiskey train, you know?
Well, whiskey's right up there. So basically, there's like a tie between wine, whiskey, and vodka. They're all 11 states.
Is this box wine on the plane? I never order the wine, so I never pay attention to them pouring it. Or is it like the little bottles? If I get wine on a plane, are you pouring me a glass that's coming with a box?
I am not sure. And yeah, it used to be you got the little wine bottle.
Right.
It might go airline to airline or depending on how long the flight is.
Okay.
It's like you were saying you're flying to Spokane, but I feel like that's such a short flight. They just come by with a bottle and go, do you want a glass or not?
I think they've got a white and a red. And it's a screw top.
So it is still the bottles.
Yeah, then they just slide out of the drawer and pour you a little plastic cup of it.
Mimosa in 7 states?
Yeah.
You can get a mimosa on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, I just...
Because they have little Proseccos and then they have some orange juice for you.
I never branch away from the Jack and Coke or a beer, if you have the beer I want. Maybe, like you said, for whatever reason, ginger ale on a plane, look, don't mind if I do. But I never think to get like a...
Rum and pineapple.
Right. It never crosses my mind. So it's almost mind-blowing. I'm sure it's been there the entire time, but hearing this, what?
I forget they even have fruit juice.
Yeah,
That would be good on the flight home.
Yeah,
so as far as juices go, almost every state picks the same juice if they're going to drink it.
Orange juice.
No.
Apple juice.
Apple juice.
Really?
Apple.
Yeah.
Why?
It's weird. Like, my daughter leans apple juice all the time, but most people I know, you go orange.
So I have a 6-pack of tiny little apple juices in my house, right? Mm-hmm. And the other day, my buddy's over, and I go, hey, while you're back there, grab me one of those apple juices. So naturally, he goes, why apple juice? Is it like for something specific?
like cherry juice.
And right, like cherry juice, I know, right? Or there's other juices for certain stuff. And I literally looked at it, I go, nah, man, the other day I was at work and during the show, Thrill was drinking one. It looked good.
And I stole that from my daughter.
So I bought a 6-pack of them.
Yeah, honestly, it was good. I don't drink apple juice much. It's almost always in the house. But for whatever that day I'm leaving, usually I steal my son's crap, right?
Correct.
So I got the Fanta today. He's got the whatever iced tea drinks, which is delicious. But I saw the apple juice. And you're right, teeny tiny little bottle.
Yeah, like, do it this weekend.
I'm going to hook it up.
If you go to breakfast with somebody or you go to brunch, I know it's natural to get, like, orange juice or whatever. Honestly, just get an apple juice. You'd be shocked how delicious it is.
They have pineapple juice on the plate.
Texters are telling
us
that wine comes in a can on Alaska Airlines.
It is on the can. All right. Because pineapple, when we were in Mexico, man, that's the only thing my son would drink there, right?
Water, pineapple juice.
And it is freaking delicious, but every morning. But it just occurred to me, if you go make cocktails on a plane, you got to have apple juice or pineapple juice. But people give you a weird look. When you ask for just pineapple juice, I had to bribe a guy at the bar. Was it 2 years ago?
They don't have it in the system to be able to charge it.
Right. That was
because it's for mixed drinks, but you just can't order a can of pineapple.
And unfortunately, a lot of bars are only going to have those tiny little ones.
That's what the guy
had. And it's expensive.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I want to say I bought 2 or 3. Like, I was not even hungover yet. You're still drunk from the night before, kind of thing. And I'm like, I know pineapple juice will help me. And the guy's like, dude, like I have it, but like Miles said, I don't know how to ring it in. So I think you rang it in as like 2 beers
or something
like that, just to get the cost. I'm like, I don't care. You can charge me $1,000 for those right now. I will pay it.
Yeah, we used to have cranberry juice on the gun, the bar I worked at.
Yeah.
And that was always kind of my go-to beverage in the mornings. Mm-hmm. Just cranberry juice. I mean, honestly, right now, I think I have cran grape or cran apple sitting in my fridge. Mm-hmm. So I like to mix it up. Now, some of these states are a little weird, right? Let's go with Louisiana. Overall, they like Coca-Cola. Alcohol?
Not shocking.
White wine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they cook a lot with it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't know how much they drink, but I mean, I know they drink it between splashing it into the pan.
All right. We grew up in Maryland, or we all lived in Maryland. What do you think Maryland's number one alcoholic beverage is on a plane?
Beer.
Rum.
So for some reason, they do not include beer on this list. Obviously, beer would be number one.
Okay, then rum. I'm with Miles.
Mimosa.
Really? Mm.
Yeah.
Huh.
And look, everybody has different traditions, right? Like my brother will not get on a plane, no matter what time of day it is, without getting a Bloody Mary.
But he'll get in the bar before he gets on the plane.
Right? On the plane.
On the plane he gets
that's what
Mary.
He drinks on the plane.
Huh.
Kind of like you say you switch it up. But I'm like, why? He's like, I don't know. He's like, that's just...
That's my plane drink.
What I drink on a plane. Let's see. Some other one. Nevada likes the mimosa. New Hampshire. I like them. Their favorite overall beverage? Water.
Really?
Alcoholic? Whiskey cocktail, soda, Coca-Cola, and juice, cranberry.
New Hampshire, keeping it basic.
Yeah. Well, at least they're unique. Almost every state overall says water, which even if you're drinking alcohol on a plane, I still probably drink two or three glasses of water.
Sure.
Depending on the flight.
Right.
And like we said, they did put beer on the list because I think beer obviously would be number one. Now let's see our home state here of Washington. Mike, you grew up here. Overall, what do Washingtonians drink on a plane? The soda.
Oh, it's a soda. Oh, shoot.
So overall, generally is either water or the classic.
White Claw.
Coca-Cola.
White Claw, the classic.
So Washington, overall, Coca-Cola, alcoholic drink, vodka cocktail.
I wondered if we were vodka.
Yep. And then apple juice in there.
I was going to say, tell me apple juice is on there.
Right.
Miles, you're a West Virginia guy. Water, whiskey cocktail, Coca-Cola, apple. Let's see. Throw, you grew up in upstate New York to start. Water, white wine, Coca-Cola, apple.
Really?
There's not, most places seem to be.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Be on the same thing.
Is there anybody crazy like Alaska or Hawaii? Do they do anything different, or is that just, you know? I'm trying to think. Like, is tequila the most popular drink in, you know, New Mexico or Arizona or California, or I don't know, rum for Florida? Or I guess it's just all basically the same stuff.
But somehow, when you get on a plane, everyone's palate changes.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Miles, no. Arizona's favorite is red wine.
It's too hot for red wine.
Maybe that's why they drink. I'm on a plane and it's temperature control.
Room temperature. Yeah. Jesus. I'd want some cold.
Arizona, though, that makes sense, though, too, is it's so hot down there, people are generally healthier. And I know a lot of people.
And that, indoors.
Right. All they drink for their health is like red wine.
Really?
Yeah. Now, listen, over the years, I think we've kind of figured out some of these studies are true or not true. But I know a lot of people love red wine. But I want to say, honestly, at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure tequila is the cleanest booze you can drink that's easiest for your body and for your liver to kind of go
specifically
through,
the Blanco.
Yeah. Right, to go through your system and everything. So if you're really looking to cut down on calories and maybe keep a little bit of health in your life, get a tequila with a little soda water and a twist of lime.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Okay, coming up at 5:08. Speaking of, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.